Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Lamed Alef, and we are holding in Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, which is, as we're going to see, deeply related to the Inyanim of Shabbos, because Shabbos is Os, Mila is Os, and this is also a direct continuation of Leida, which you will recall in the Torah, Leida and Mila, one after the other, interrelated, takes us all the way back to the relationship of Bria, reproduction, and all of the Inyanim that were right at Shabbos. So we were talking about the fascinating question of exactly where would you be allowed to carry if you didn't hold of Rebbe Eliezer, that you would be doicha even the Rishus HaRabim. What would you be allowed to carry according to the Rabbonim? And the question was whether you're able to carry from the one side of a Mavui to another side of a Mavui, or is there a problem in carrying even there. So we had a fascinating halacha yesterday, which we need to go over because we're going to be dealing with the issue in more detail today. And that was that for some strange reason, Rav said that a mavui that did not have an eruv, that meaning that the chatzerot did not make eruvim, you cannot carry in that mavui from one side to the other. But in the event that there was not an eruv, in the chatzeros, then you were allowed to carry in the mavui, which sounded a little bit weird. So we tried to explain that yesterday by saying that it actually follows the entire approach that Rav has to the din of a mavui. And he says, and let us remember that there's two separate issues in a mavui. It's always important to remember that. One is that a mavui always looks like a rishus harabim because it's an alleyway that's open on one end of the street. Very easy to confuse. So one issue of a mavui is what gives it a din of a mavui, at least vis-a-vis itself. Forget about whether you can carry into it. But what gives it a din of a mavui as rishus hayochid in terms of being allowed to carry within it? Let's ignore the chatzerot on the side. That's one issue of mavui. So then we were talking about the inyan of having a tikkun on it, that you have either a lechi or a korah or lechayayim, all the bachlokasin that we had. Then there's another issue. The other issue is that if you have chatzerot that are open into this mavui, then those chatzerot are to the mavui the way the batim are to the chatzer. And therefore, they need a type of Eruv, which is called the Shituf Mavo'ot, as opposed to Eruv Echatzeros. So we'll see the difference in the dinim and what they're made of and so on when we get to Eruvim. But what Rav said was that these dinim are actually interrelated, because the idea over here is that if something is a Mavoi and appears to be a Mavoi, it's given these special dinim that the Rabbanan allowed us to be Matirit if you have the correct definitions of a mavui. A mavui has a technical definition. So even vis-a-vis the lechi v'korah heter, you first have to be called a mavui. So did you get your special certification of being a mavui? Okay, what gives you that special certification? The fact that it's constructed as a mavui, which means that there needs to be a minimum of two chatzerot opening up into it, and those two chatzerot have to each have two homes that open into the chatzer. So therefore, what we said yesterday was that maybe, counterintuitively, if you do have an Erev in the chatzeros, then what essentially happens is that all of those batim are become actually the same, because that's the meaning of an Erev. And therefore, if you do that, you do not actually meet the requirements of being a mavui, because you no longer have the halacha of having chatzeros, two chatzeros with two batim opening up into it. If, on the other hand, you did not, so then you would be allowed, because over there, the people in the batim are not allowed to go out into the chatzer. So over there would be mutter to carry in the whole thing, because they're no longer going to enter into the mavui. So let's just see that inside. Amarle Rav Chanina Chozel Rabba, because we stopped in the middle yesterday, four lines up from the bottom, on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. My Shnuk, can you explain to me the logic of the difference between the two cases. I mean, I'm assuming that the reason that Rav says is that when you did make an Eir of Chatzeres with the Batim, the reason that you no longer can carry in the Mavoi is because Nitchua Chatzerot V'Nasu Batim. Basically, the way to look at it is that we no longer really have Chatzerot, because Chatzerot require their own relationship between separate Rishuyos in the Chatzer and the Chatzer. But we no longer have separate Rishuyos in the Chatzer, because we no longer have a separate Batim. So basically what we have is one big house with a front yard. The fact that you've got like six different people in the six different houses makes absolutely no difference, because now they're all one family. And now we look at it as basically being all, it's all one big beautiful house, right? So we don't have a Chatzer anymore. And therefore Rav would say, Rav Lataime, Diyoma Rav Enamova Nitra Balech Vikura, Achiu. The only time you can even carry in it, just without about the shituv, just about the lechi v'koreh heter, is only if you have two batim per chatzer and two chatzerot opening into it. And since in this case, we don't have any chatzerot, because where do you have a chatzer? All you have is a front yard. A chatzer is not a front yard. A chatzer is a common courtyard, and there is no common courtyard, because the Eruv basically made all the houses like one with the chatzer. That's the logic, okay? But I think the same logic would disqualify carrying in the Mavoi in the other case also, where you did not make an Erev. I'll tell you why. Because Kilo Erevu Nami, why don't we lichzinu lahani batim kamanda stime dami? Let me ask you something. If you do not have an Erev between the batim and the chatzer, can you carry out of the house into the chatzer? No. Okay, so then for all intents and purposes, I mean, we're looking at the halakhic qualifications, right? So then that means that for all intents and purposes, what is the status of those homes? I'll tell you what the status is. They have basically been condemned and sealed up by the city, because you can no longer carry anything out of the front door. Okay, so you no longer have any more homes in these chatzerot. So you may have a very nice chatzer, but you don't have any homes opening at the chatzer. Can't you see the big brick wall in front of the front door? So if that's the, I mean, you're talking about virtual dinim. I'm talking about the same kind of virtual dinim, and they work in both directions. So therefore, we should say exactly the same thing. And since we do not have, in that case, any kind of batim, and Rav says you need batim, so then you don't have a kosher mavoi. So it should be exactly the same. I shouldn't be allowed to carry in the mavoi. Well, that's not the same. You know why it's not the same? Because there's a concept called bitul rishus, which is another munach that you need to write down. Bitul rishus means that if you formally renounce your rights to the chatzer, to someone else in the chatzer, if there's two of you, or let's say if there's six of you, five of you formally renounce your rights to the chatzer to one, that achieves the same thing that having an Eruv achieves. So in that case, you would then actually have a bayit that opens into the chatzer, because the one that is the one that has all of the rights, he's allowed to carry, and he is a bayit that comes into the chatzer. Yeah, so what? I mean, but you still only have one bayit. So bayit ika, in each chatzer you have one bayit, but you don't have batim. Okay, fine, but what you could do is you could do from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon, you could give it to Mr. A, and then from noon until 3 o'clock, you could give it to Mr. B, and so on. So then you'd have lots of houses. Yeah, very nice, but you don't have houses at any one time. You only have one house per time, for heaven's sakes. We don't deal with the whole Shabbos, and we're dealing. Show me where there's a chatzer with two homes, okay? I need to see that. You can't show it to me, so then the logic breaks down, because then be ina di itilahai letilahai. So throw out this, the logic that we thought was the basis of Rav's psak, we made a mistake. That was not what it was. It's not that Rav says that the halachic description of the house redefines virtually how the mavoi is set up. That's not what Rav meant. There's a completely different logic. And it's this. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, mi garam lechatzerot sheyeasru. Let me ask you something. Why will a chatzer Aser a mavoi, okay? Think to yourself, this is all based on the fact that Rav himself holds like Rabbi Shimon. And remember that Rabbi Shimon's opinion that we learned yesterday is that all substandard reshuyos, such as Karfefot, Chatserot, Gagot, Mavot. All of them are the same substandard rishos. We call them substandard because they do not have the diurim that are in them to give them a halacha of having a separate shem of rishos, which was the whole idea of Erevin. So if they're substandard rishuyas, they're all the same. Carry from a chotzer onto a roof and from the roof into the alleyway and from the alleyway into somebody's backyard. That was the sugi we had yesterday. Rav Paskin's like that Rebbe Shimon. In which case, why can't I carry into a mavui in general? I don't understand what the problem is. Isn't it substandard? If I'm going to carry from my chotzer into a mavui, and you hold of Rebbe Shimon, then I'm carrying from substandard area A into substandard area B, that is to say, chotzer to mavui, and Rebbe Shimon says that's fine. We've got all kinds of different substandard rishuyas, but we look at them as the same. So the only reason that I'm not allowed to carry into a mavui, I'll tell you why, is because of the fact that there are homes, and those homes are able to carry something from the house into the chotzer. And therefore, if there weren't any homes, there would be no problem at all, because why can't I carry? But since I have now homes that are going to be able to carry out things from the house into the chotzer, and if I would carry any of those things out to the mavui, then there's problems, right? Because there was no eruv that was made with the mavui. Okay, so now what Rav is saying is something brilliant, and that is this. If you do not have an Eruv, then for all intents and purposes, you have created a sheet of Mavos. Because what you've done is you've restored the initial status of two substandard Rishiyos to actually being one. And therefore, again, it seems so counterintuitive. If you have a situation in the individual chatzerot where there's an eruv, then you got a problem, because we were mitakein that since there's a house that may carry into the mavo, you're going to need a sheet of mavos. But if there is no house that can carry into a chatzer that can possibly get to the mavo, because they don't have an eruv, in which case, why not carry something that was in the chatzer into the mavo? So it sounds very counterintuitive, but in reality, it's brilliant. That, says Rav Ashi, is the real meaning of the psak of Rav. So, mi garam lechatzerot sheyasru, to require a shituf batim. And now that there are no batim, because you have not made an eruv, veleka. So now you're back to your pristine state of having a mavoi that allows caring for one end of the other. Okay, so now this really concludes our issue with our brief, maybe a one daf long interlude of Inyanim of Erevin. But now let's get back to the actual din of Machshirei Mitzvah Dorchinas HaShabbos. Now, it's not very clear what the basis is of this whole halacha, Machshirei Mitzvah Dorchinas HaShabbos. If it's simply that Rebbe Eliezer learns that when the Torah gives you a limud, that there's a chiyuv to do this mitzvah, so then do the mitzvah. Who told you what part is exactly what you need to do? Torah is telling you to get it done, not just to do it. So if I need to cut down trees and I need to make a knife or whatever, get it done. That's what it takes to get it done. Problem is that if that were really the logic, then that should apply across the board. And that would mean for every single mitzvah in the Torah that applies to Shabbos, I would say the same thing. Get it done, whatever it takes, get it done. And yet, says Rabbi Yochanan, do not make that mistake. It is simply not true. Lo lakol amar Rabbi Eliezer makshir mitzvah dochinat haShabbat. I can prove to you 100% that this is not a blanket idea. Because look, the shtei halechem that you have to bring on Shavuot. Now the din over there is that I need to learn out that I should do whatever I need to do for the Shtei HaLechem, if it comes out on Shavuos, I need to do it on Shabbat. And the only way that I know that I'm allowed to bake, that is to say, the Shtei HaLechem on Shabbat, is because Rebbe Eliezer learns it out from Gzeira Shava. And if he wouldn't have had that Gzeira Shava, he would have been stuck. Now, why would he have been stuck? Why would it not have been the same as Makshiri Mitzvah, always Dochen at HaShabbat, right? So obviously wrong. And take a look what it says over there. See, because if we say that, if it would, let me just see it inside. Because the Tanya Reb Eliezer Amar Minayin LaMakshir Shtei Alechem Shedochin Et HaShabbat. How do I know that I could do whatever is necessary to make those Shtei Alechem? Well, it says the Lashon of Hava'a when it comes to the Omer HaTnufa. And it says the Lashon of Hava'a when it comes to the Shtei Alechem. Just like Hava'a that is said by Omer, the Ketzira, the Techina, the Harkada, all of those things are Docha Shabbos, and we learn that out from a special pasuk, Becharish uvakatzir tishpot, that just like there is nowhere in the Torah where there's a Harisha of mitzvah, that means that the Chorish is Rishus. So Becharish tishpot, so too, the only time I'm telling you Becharish tishpot is when it's not a katzir of mitzvah. Mashen kein the katzira omer, that's a katzir of mitzvah. So that means that from there I understand that the Omer is definitely Docha Shabbos. I do the Ketzira of the Omer on the Shabbos. I grind the wheat. I sift the wheat. I bake the wheat. All of those Yisurim from the beginning of Ketzira through everything else, Disha and Arkoda and Lisha and so on and so forth. Torah told me do all of that. Those are all makshirim for the Shtei Alechem, and yet I have to do that. Since we have a Gzeira Shava from the Lashon of Taviyu, Ovehevetem Omer Tenufa, so therefore, only because of that, I know that that's true also about the Shtei Alechem and not only about the Omer. Now, why do I need a pasuk? Must be because it is not a general understanding that Reb Eliezer has that every mitzvah is docha makshirim. We need a special limud for every single case. We're going to have to find out what the special limud is when it comes to Mila. By the way, are you sure that that works? Because I sure hope that it's Mufne, because if it's not Mufne, if this Gzeira Shava Vavevetem is not an extra Pusik, then I can tell you, well, I mean, it's not the same. Because Mala Omer Shekini Matzah Katsur Kotzer, the Torah gives a special mitzvah that you must do the Ktsira of the Omer. Uktsar Temet Ktsira. Now, that's a special mitzvah which I do not have by the Shtei Alechem. I'm not Mechuyev to cut the Shtei Alechem's wheat if I already bought wheat in the store. When it comes to the Omer, I have to do the Ketzira Lishma for the Omer now. That doesn't apply to the Shtei Alechem, so obviously it's going to be a difference, isn't it? So Mala Omer, Shekei Matzah Katsur, you'd still have to be Kotzer. Tomar B'Shtei Alechem, or even if you've got something, you do not have to redo it, right? Yeah. Of course it's extra. Laif Nuyim Mufne. I mean, look. It says, Ve'veitem et Omer Reshit Ketzirchem el HaKohen, okay? So why do we need to mention Haviachem? Be'yom Haviachem et Omer, well, you said Ve'veitem. So why do I need that? Shema Minolaf Nuye. So that gives me an extra pasuk to say, don't worry about the question. The Gzeira Shava is binding anyway. But wait a minute, isn't this Reb Eliezer? Doesn't Reb Eliezer hold that if you're learning a Gzeira Shava, it has to be mufna on both ends in order for us not to be able to ask questions on it? And this is only mufna mitzad echad hu. And Reb Eliezer's famous shita is that mufna mitzad echad may be a very nice Gzeira Shava, and you can learn whatever you can, but not if you've got a kasha. You could be meshivim. You could say, well, it doesn't really, it's not the same. So then, where's the other side? No, the other side is also an extra pasuk, because it also says taviyu. It says right after vikraftem mincha chadasha lashem. It could have just said mimoshvotechem, because it already said hikraftem mincha chadasha. So why does it say mimoshvotechem taviyu? Well, obviously taviyu. You just said I have to be makrivit. So that taviyu is an extra word of hava that ends up being mufna. And because of that, it's extra, and the Gzeira Shava is mufna on both ends. So that fine. That was tangential, but now everything is fine, okay? All right, so now let me go back to what Reb Yochanan said. You're saying not everything. Can you give me a couple of examples? Reb Barnea is showing us the mitzvah of tnufa. This is the tnufa taviyu, and you have to be main if there's tealech. There we go. As a kohen, it's very difficult for him not to do tnufa on whatever it is that he's holding. It's amazing how the preparation for Aveda penetrates the zrizus of the kohanim afilu bizman hazeh. Ah, okay.
Rebbe a wave.
So, what did he mean to exclude? Can you give me an example of what mitzvah is not docha? The makshir is not docha Shabbos, okay? Let's say, okay, I got a good idea. A lulav. So if you didn't cut your lulav erev sukkahs, you're not going to be able now to go ahead and be docha Shabbos to cut your lulav. That's crazy. Is it? Rebbe Eliezer says, lulav v'chol makshirav docha nezah Shabbos. So I'm sorry, that is not the case. Okay, how about if I didn't build a sukkah? Can I build a sukkah on Shabbos? I guess that's what he meant to say. No, you can't build a sukkah. So it's l'mutei sukkah. No, because v'atanya sukkah v'chol makshirav docha nezah Shabbos. Different Rebbe Eliezer. Yeah. Okay, it's Pesach night and it's Shabbos and I didn't bake any matzahs. I guess I can't bake matzah, right? Because not for everything. No. Matzah v'chol makshirav docha nezah Shabbos. Different Rebbe Eliezer. Oy vavoy. Okay, shofar. All right, I got to cut myself a shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, so I can't do that. No, Vatanya shofar v'kol makshir rav dochan as a Shabbos divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Oy vavoy. Omer Rav Ada bar Rava, I'll tell you what it is. That if you didn't put tzitzis in your talis, you didn't put a mezuzah on your door, you can't make them on Shabbos. That's what it's for. And Tanya Namihachi, in fact, the Brita says, that Shavin, that everybody is made, even Rebbe Eliezer is made, that in the event that you did go ahead and you made tzitzes and you went ahead and you wrote a mezuzah, you would be chayav on Shabbos. Why is that? Rebbe Yosef, why is Rebbe Eliezer made over here? He's made because ain't kavu elam zman. There's no kviya zman for any of these things. So therefore, who told you to do it now? Mila, I understand you have to do now. The lulav you only have to do now. The matzah you only have to eat now. And so on and so forth. Shtei alechem. All of the cases were things that had to do with a specific time. So I don't do it now. So then it's kaput. Okay, so then over there, apparently, Rebbe Eliezer says the makshir are doch. I mean, I don't have to do them now. So okay, so you'll put up a mezuzah tomorrow. Says Abaya, I don't understand that logic. It seems to me just the opposite. Those are the kind of things which are a constant mitzvah. Now, this is only true, by the way, for tzitzit, if you hold, according to the Mandi Omar, that clothing that are sitting in your drawer and that you're not wearing are still chayav in tzitzit. So then that means that the mitzvah is crying out for you constantly. Hey, what's going on? You're being mevatel a mitzvah zaseh. Now, right now. Why don't you do it now? You don't have a mitzvah on your door. Do it now. Why are we waiting? So what do you mean, ein kavu elam zman? On the contrary. It's not a function of today. It's always. I would say just the opposite. I mean, ein kavu elam zman. Every minute is there zman. So called shaita v'shaita. I mean, it's even worse. I don't understand the logic in that. Elam, Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchak, Temer Reb Huna, Breder Reb Yehoshua. The reason that tzitzit and mezuzah are different is because you can get out of that mitzvah by simply giving away your home or giving away your clothes. Because it's only a chiyuv on you if you live in the home. And if you have these clothes, if you don't, then you don't. So then you're not chayiv. So a mitzvah that you could simply X is not going to be docha Shabbos. Okay, now let's get on to the various things because now I'm really confused. I mean, you said that it's not everything that you'll be docha the makshirin, okay? So that means it's not a given. When I have a mitzvah, that includes in it, do what you got to do. No, that's not the point. Okay, so then it's just a coincidence that every single thing I came up with, lulav and sukkah and matzah and shtei alechem, and so, every single thing I'm allowed to do the makshirin, but they all have apparently a different reason. I mean, because you told me I needed to have that gzeirah shava. I mean, so what's the reason? If there's no common reason, explain to me. Let me go through the cases one by one. Let me find out, how do you know lulav? How do you know sukkah? How do you know matzah? And then I'll be happy. But I mean, if you're telling me that they're all the same, then why did I need the limud from the omer and so on? So let me go over it with you. Omer Mar, you said lulav and omak shire lulav are dochen Shabbos. How does Rebbe Eliezer know that? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to tell me, well, I mean, we already had the pasuk that told me that the omer and shtei alechem. No, I can't learn out a lulav from omer and shtei alechem, which are kachim. I mean, over there, I'm doing these things because it's needed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol. It's needed for Hegdesh. This is not needed for Hegdesh. So, no, that doesn't make sense. So how do we know it then? The truth is, Ela Amakra, it's actually a pusik. That's how I know it. It says, Ulekachtem lechem biyom harishon, pri eitz hadar, kapot tamarim, and so on, right? Why does it have to say, biyom harishon? It could have said, it said, shivas yomim, and so on. So, lekachtem lechem harishon, on the first of those days. That's coming to tell me on that day, I don't care what day it is. It's any day that it is, even if it would be a Shabbos. So therefore, it's coming to tell me, afilu b'Shabbat. So now tell me what the pasuk means when it says, take a lulav even on Shabbos. Lagabe what? Lagabe carrying a lulav, because a lulav is a muktza? Do we need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to carry muktza on Shabbos? That's crazy. There was no such thing as muktza. The Rabbanan were the one who came up with the idea of muktza. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be telling us on Har Sinai about muktza? Now, this is an incredible thing that Rashi brings over here, which is truly amazing. Rashi says, why would we need a heter about moving a lulav on Shabbos? Why, at the time of Matan Torah, the Rabbanan hadn't gotten around yet to asering muktzah. Which means that if the Rabbanan would have gotten around to asering muktzah, from, let's say, Mora, right, where we got some of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So then I would understand that HaKadosh Baruch would have to tell us a special pasuk. Listen, I know it's Aser Min Rabbanan to carry a lulav, but I'm telling you to do it anyway. Oh, that's amazing. And if ever we needed a clearer indication that the issues of what the Torah deals with are fundamentally built around what it is that human beings create as needing to be dealt with, this is it, man. Because, I mean, it was obvious, we see that all along, that the concepts are applied to the specific evolution of humanity and dinim. So, and that explains the whole way in which things continue to evolve in the Torah. So here's, Rashi openly says, you know, the Rabbanan hadn't answered it yet. It's fantastic. And it's not only here that Rashi says this. He says exactly the same thing in Sukkah. Adayin lo nesar tiltul. Adayin lo. Amazing. Okay, anyway, so getting back to it. So then it can't be coming to tell me that I'm allowed to carry it. It must be coming to tell me that you're allowed to actually make the lulav. And even if that involves Chilul Shabbos, you're going to have to do it. What did the Rabbanan who argues with Rabbi Eliezer when they say it's not Doicha Shabbos? They say that Yom comes to tell me that the mitzvah of lulav is only in the daytime and not in the nighttime. And how does Rabbi Eliezer know that? Minole, that he learns out from V'samachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem shivat yamim. Only during the yamim, not during the leilot. So then I don't need this extra day, the word day. No, I still do. Because I would have said, if I only had that, let's learn out the Pasuk Shivat Yamim, that it says by Lulav, from the Shivat Yamim, that it says by Sukkah Steshvu Shivat Yamim. And just like by Sukkah, we know that it means even at the nighttime, you're Chayev in your Sukkah. Afkan Yamim Vafilu Leilot. Therefore, the Torah had to write over here that it's Dafka Biyom. Okay, fine. So let's say that. So how come the Torah didn't just write this tremendous kiddush that you're allowed to cut your lulav down on Shabbos, and I'll learn out all the other things from there. I mean, let me learn out the shtei alechem, and I'll learn it out from there, right? No, because mishum dikala mifrach, you could always say maybe lulav is a very special mitzvah that the Torah wanted you to be doicha Shabbos for, because look how choshev the lulav is. It has four separate minim that are part of the lulav. Maybe that's why it's so special. Okay, fine. Let me take the next case, okay? You said Sukkah. Sukkah v'chol ma'ashir ha'dochin et ha'shabbat divir b'liezer. Again, I'm asking you, if this is not a given in the mitzvahs, how do we know it? And once again, we can't learn it out from the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, because those things are tzor gavua. We can't learn it out from Lulav, because the Lulav is ton arba minim, as we just said. And Tosfos points out that we do not, in this Gemara at any point, go back and say, Nelef mi beinayu with a mahatzad. And the reason that we don't do that is because you cannot ask, says one of the Shitas HaTosfos, you're brilliant, you cannot ask, why did the Torah bother telling me if I could have learned it out from a mahatzad? Why? Because a mahatzad is logic. And therefore, it's the same as a kal v'chomer. And just like by a Kal Vachomer, we cannot ask, why do we need the Pasuk? It's a Kal Vachomer. Because the Gemara comes out and says, Milta da'ati b'Kal Vachomer torach v'kasev leikra. So the Torah will rewrite something that should be the D'oraisa mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of being a logical alone conclusion. That would be true about Matzad. So what would be the point of saying Matzad? Okay, in any event, let us continue. So, because remember, we're not really looking for where we know it from. We're looking for why do we need the Pasuk where we know it from. So that's not Akasha. All right. So is it that from it's the Omer? No. Is it that I learn it from Lulav? No. So how do I know it? Huh? I know it from the Shivat Yamim, Shivat Yamim. It says both the Lord of Lulav. Just like I know by Lulav that Makshir Adokam is a Shabbos, here too it says Shivas Yamim, the Sukkot Teshvu, Shivas Yamim. That also means Makshir Adokam is a Shabbos. Oh, so then why doesn't the Torah just say it openly in Sukkah? And I'd be able to learn out everything from Sukkah. I could learn out the Lulav, and I could learn out the Omer, and the Shtei Alechem, and so on. V'nigmor mina? No, because I could say that Sukkah is unique. Why? Because it's the first of the mitzvahs that we've been dealing with, where the mitzvah is done both in the nighttime and in the morning. Okay, next, matzah. It's Docha Shabbos, according to Reb Eliezer. You're allowed to bake matzahs on Shabbos for your Pesach. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that? If you're going to tell me Omer Shtei Alechem, no, because that's Hekdesh needed in the Beis Hamikdash. If it's from Lulav, no, because there's Arba Minim. If it's from Sukkah, no, because Noeg is B'Leilot Kibiyomim. Ah, so where does he know it from? He knows it from Chamishasar, one of the most famous Gezer Shavas in the world, and that is the Chamishasar B'Chodesh HaRishon and the B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. And the Chamishah Asar and the Chodesh HaRishon, and therefore I compare the Nisan to the Tishrei, and therefore I learn out Sukkos, just like Sukkos, the Makshir Nedoch and the Shabbos, so too for Pesach, the Makshir the Mitzvah of Matzah is Doch and it's a Shabbos. Okay, so then why doesn't the Torah just openly tell me about Matzah, and I'll know everything from there? No, because Matzah is different than all of the above. We have a special pasuk that tells us that anybody who's included in the isser of lo tochal chametz is included in the chiyuv of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. And therefore, women are included. But generally speaking, anything that is time-oriented, a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma, a woman would be potter on, and therefore the matzah is uniquely chomor, shekei noheget benashim kibbe anashim. Next, you said making a shofar is docha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, where does he get that from? If, again, Omer Shtei Alechem, nope. Tzorach Gavoah. Lulav, nope. Arba Minim. Sukkah, nope. Noeg B'Leilos Kibiyomim. Matzah, nope. Matzah is Nashim Kibah Nashim. So then, where do we know it from? It says, Yom Tru'ah Yelachem, and Yom means any all day. So, B'Yom Afilo B'Shabbat. So now, if that's the case, tell me what it's saying in the Torah. That you can, what, blow a shofar on Shabbat? Why wouldn't you be allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbat? Is there a malacha of blowing a shofar? Lamai. Ilei melatkiya. Remember we had before that Shmuel said, ko malachas avodah lo tasu, as opposed to tkiyat shofar, rediyat apat, which is not an actual malacha. I mean, it may require a great deal of skill, but it's not a malacha. And that's for Gabi. It requires a great deal of skill, Gabi. That means a lot of practice before Rosh Hashanah. So, if it's not a malacha, it can't be what it was that the Torah was coming to be matir. And therefore, I am confused. What was the Torah coming to be matir? Must be the makshirin. Aha! And the Rabbanan, why don't they learn out that the makshirin of a shofar is docha? Because they said, no, I need to know yom, that kiyah shofar is biyom, and not in the night. And indeed, how does Rebbe Eliezer know that? That he doesn't he need the pasuk for that, which is the simple meaning of the verse? What's he coming along and telling us that it comes to tell me even Docha Shabbos? He must know it from somewhere else. B'yom v'lo b'layla, how does he know? Then he learns out from another Tkiyat Shofar. And that is the Tkiyat Shofar on Yovel of Yom HaKippurim. So what we have over there, it says, B'yom HaKippurim ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzechem. So there's a din of Tkiyat Shofar, and in Rosh Hashanah, we learn out that since it repeats Pachodesh HaShivi'i for this, which is ridiculous. Obviously, if it says Yom HaKippurim, that's Pachodesh HaShivi'i. I know that. I know that from dozens of places. What do I need Pachodesh HaShivi'i? The Chodesh HaShvi'i comes to tell me all of the dinim of Tkia in the Chodesh HaShvi'i, whether it's on Rosh Hashanah or whether it's on that rare occasion of the Yom HaKippurim of Yovel, have the same dinim. And you have to say Zichronos and Malchios, and all of the dinim are the same. Okay? So then, if I learn that out, Gimra Gamri Mehadade, so then that means that the same way that it is Doche, the Makshirin are Doche, from here, therefore I also know the Halacha of the Yom from here as well. No difference. Okay. So then why not just say that? Just say Shofar. And then I can learn out everything out of Shofar. And Ligmar Mine? No, I can't. Because Tkiyat Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is very unique and chamur. Because it's Machneset Zichronot Shal Yisrael. Laviyem Shabbat Shamayim. And because of that, it's considered to be so important. Maybe that's why the Torah said, you better make sure you get that Shofar. I don't care if you have to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Okay, so let me learn it out from Shofar of Yom HaKippurim from Yovel. That's not there to be Machnes Zichronos. Yeah, but that also is uniquely important. Shofar Yom HaKippurim, Lekala Migmarei Diyomar Mar. Once Bezdin is Tokea the Shofar, then and only then do the Dinim of Yovel come into effect, which allows Vekaratim Dror Lords, Vekoyoshvea, and the Avonim go free at that point, and so on. The fields then go back to their original owners, all of these special inyanim of Yovel. And since the shofar is the only thing that creates that reality, not the time of the year of Yovel, but the tkiat shofar on Yom Kippur of the year of Yovel, I might very well think that that is such a uniquely important mitzvah that I cannot learn any other makshire mitzvah from it. And therefore, each one of these cases, indeed, has its own justification. I can't learn out anyone from any other.